Education is changing both in Arizona and across the country as leaders debate new models and ways of teaching students. That's something my next guest thinks about a lot. Peter Cookson is a senior researcher at the Learning Policy Institute in Palo Alto, California. He recently wrote a commentary called 10 Disruptions That Will Revolutionize Education. He joins me to talk about some of them. And Peter, first off, is there an overall theme or trend you've noticed some of these individual items fall into?
Absolutely. We're living in this incredibly transformational age, moving from the industrial age to the electronic age. And what's happening is that the economy and society is changing extremely rapidly. But it goes beyond that. It goes beyond into the communication revolution. So the communications revolution is changing the way people interact, the way they share the world. I still believe in humanistic education. I'm not a technologist guy. I still struggle with my cell phone, you know. I'm not that kind of person, but when I began to think about what kids would need, all kids, because there's also an equity issue involved in this, I sort of came up with these 10 disruptions, and really is still very focused. The future that I imagine is kind of project-oriented. Teachers play an incredibly important role. But at the same time, there are all these access to knowledge that kids need to be able to deal with. They need to learn to work in groups.
Given, as you say, the change that we're seeing in the broader world, I'm curious how, like, sort of on the continuum of how significant a change the educational system needs generally, like, where would you put it? I mean, it seems like it would be a fairly significant shift in thinking.
It is. It is. I've done a lot of educational research, I mean, in my career. But many of the schools, you know, if Horace Mann, who was obviously an educational reformer at the beginning of the 19th century, came back and walked into many of our classrooms, there would be a computer. He'd wonder what the computer was. But other than that, it wouldn't look all that different than it did in the 19th century. And we still, not everybody, there are a lot of exceptions, but too many kids go to schools where the learning is rote, where it's not inspired, where they don't have access to this new knowledge. So, yes, I do think we need a transformation of public education in that regard. And there are good examples. There's New Tech High School in San Diego, and there's lots of experiments going on in regular schools and charter schools. But I think we need to ramp that up, because if we don't have it more broad-based, there are going to be a lot of kids that get left out of that. And on a very just practical sense, they're going to have a very tough time in the job market.
We mentioned charter schools, and I'm wondering how big of a disruption, it's not on your list of top 10, but how big of a disruption is school choice to the overall educational model in this country?
Well, you know, I've studied school choice. I did a couple books on it. You know, I don't think governance is really the issue. I think the curriculum and the mission is first, and governance is second. And if we look at the tapestry of school choice around the country and public school choice, we see there are a lot of options. So there are good charter schools, there are some average charter schools, there are some charter schools that aren't so terrific, and so they kind of fall on the same general pattern as regular public schools.
Let me ask you about a couple of the disruptions on your list that seem to be a little bit related. One is that capacities will matter more than grades, and that formal credentials will no longer be the holy grail. This seems to indicate that, in your mind at least, what a student can do and how a student sort of can use the information that they have is more important than knowing, you know, what chapter 6 of a particular textbook does, or memorizing, for example, the periodic table of the elements.
Yes, I think that's actually very true. I believe that there's deep learning, that learning comes from within. So I have a whole philosophy with I share with many other people about how people actually learn in a deep way that they retain and able to access and use. And I think as we go forward with this, all that rote learning and all the sort of memorization of facts, most of which get outdated rather quickly, to be honest, isn't really preparing students for the future. So having the capacity to do analysis, to work with others, to be able to find out where the information is that you need, to ask the right questions. You know, education is about asking questions a lot more than finding answers. And, you know, college has many, many wonderful things to offer. But in the job market that's emerging, your ability and your capacities are going to be very highly valued by employers, just as a matter of fact, I think.
Does this fall into the category, do you think, of what we've heard here in Arizona and elsewhere around the country, that the goal of school should be to teach students how to think as opposed to, as you say, teach them, you know, to memorize a bunch of facts that they'll probably forget the minute that they finish taking a test on it?
Yes. Teaching them how to think. I mean, that's a very nice way to put it. But, of course, how do we help people learn how to think? And that's kind of, you need to have schools, or you need to have learning environments, and you need to have, you know, they need resources, they need time, they need mentors, they need all that stuff. But ultimately, end of the day, that's what you want. And you want that not only for employment, but you want that for democracy as well.
How easy or difficult do you think that it will be to implement some of these in the classroom? I mean, another one of your disruptors talks about school leaders less wedded to traditional practices, giving students more autonomy and freedom to customize their education. These don't seem like things that you flip a switch and all of a sudden you're able to do something different. I mean, I would imagine it's fairly difficult to do.
It is going to be difficult. It's a task that needs to be done, but I don't think we should minimize it, and nor should we think there's any one way to do this, by the way. I don't want to leave the impression that I have some little cookie cutter that I think all schools should look like, just the opposite. But it's not that easy to change schools, and that's one of the reasons I wrote this, because we need to think differently. If we just think about reforming schools exactly, making them a little better, tweaking them now and making them a little better, we're educating kids for today and yesterday and not for tomorrow. And so I think there are people who understand this. Now, would you go through, could you do all these things immediately? Probably not without a big transformation. But I'm hopeful that down the road, more and more people will do that.
Peter Cookson is a senior researcher at the Learning Policy Institute. We're talking about a commentary he wrote called 10 Disruptions That Will Revolutionize Education.